everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are beginning our coverage of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. Now, I said last time, I'm a little hesitant about this one. I've mentioned before, like with SPD Mecha Ranger, I was more into the Sentai than Power Rangers at that point. And this show is based off of GoGo Sentai Gokenger, which is actually one of my favorite Sentai. So I don't know that I really watched Operation Overdrive. I did watch Anniversary Special. This season is the 15th anniversary of Power Rangers. And I saw that. I'm not a huge fan of some of the acting. So we'll see how this goes. But like with SPD and Mystic Force to an extent, I'm going to try to go into this with an open mind. I have not seen, outside of the intro, any of Bokinger several years, so that shouldn't cloud me too much right now. One of the things I do want to point out, because it's going to look a little weird if you're watching the video version, this was the first season of Sentai to be filmed in 16:9 in widescreen. They weren't HD, they were just widescreen. But Power Rangers did not go to widescreen, they stayed the 4:3. As such, there are some scenes that they crop, and there are some, as far as Sentai scenes, there's going to be some scenes that are cropped, and there's going to be some scenes that are going to be squished in. And that's going to happen for the next three seasons, this one, Jungle Fury, and RPM, until we get to Samurai, which is the first HD, which finally, not only HD, but also widescreen. In fact, some of the squeezing is even going to be seen even in the intro, which also brings to mind another thing. This is another one of those seasons where Disney was trying to, I guess, make it more hip. So this season, it's more of a, I don't even know if you want to call it a rap, but it's kind of a rap. But in any event, so let's jump into our first episode, which is Kick into Overdrive Part 1. And we are going to get this episode started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Kick into Overdrive Part 1 first aired was the first episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on February 26, 2007, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Mark Beasley. This is continuing our look, or our look. This is continuing our number of words thing that they're doing in the intros. SPD was one word. Mystic Force was two words. This season, they're all three-word titles.
I flew to Kuala Lumpur in a private passenger jet. Reclining seats, great food, and a very cute flight attendant.
Everybody in this cast is from New Zealand or similar area. Wow. This is a dream sequence or something, right? As we saw in the intro, this is going to be our Red Ranger.
Last time I fly economy.
You know, James Bond did this once. Oh, okay. It was, I guess. Alfred!
The A classic up there with Dickens himself, no doubt. A lemonade.
You lowered the hammock again, didn't you?
Well, I thought it best, sir. It's your third fall this month. Reading adventure books seems to be a dangerous endeavor for you. Mm. You'd prefer it sweetened, sir.
Ew.
Spencer, any word from Dad? Why can't I ever go with him on any of his archaeological adventures?
Well, perhaps when you've mastered the hammock, sir.
Very funny. No, I'd give anything to be with him on this adventure right now. Digging through ruins, looking for the crown of the gods. Corona Aurora.
Ah, yes, the Corona Aurora. Your father has spent 10 years and twice the net worth of New Mexico looking for something that, quite frankly, doesn't exist.
The Corona Aurora. I found it.
But it doesn't exist. Look, it's Indiana Jones with finger gloves.
This all bring riches and happiness to the world.
Oh, good job, dude. Done tick somebody off.
Corona Aurora has been found.
Ooh. I wonder if those teeth are going to be annoying. Oh! So this season in the Sentai is also just happens to be the 30th anniversary of Power Rangers. Or of Super Sentai. So it's an anniversary season for both franchises. This guy is actually voiced by the same actor that played Chip last season. Well, this is fun. But anyway, so unlike some of the other later anniversary seasons, their anniversary stuff is a little more subtle here. And this time they used some designs to kind of, I don't know, make you think. Oh, hey! That's, oh, what was she, Moira? She's from SPD. Organa, yes, the older version. Oh, that's a kiss. Reminds me of Fall Guy. Not the movie, the old TV show. Oh.
I'm quite a fan of yours, Dax. I'm Andrew Hartford.
Anyway, there's some of the designs are kind of like tributes. That fiery guy is actually designed to look like the Daizujin or the Megazord from Season 1 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. You'll see it when we actually get a better look at him.
Congratulations, Ronnie. I knew you'd win. You always do. I'm Andrew Hartford.
Beavery. Interesting.
What's this? Thought I was recovering the stolen Corinthian diamonds for the museum.
Nice job, Will. I hired you to break into my own vault in order to test your skills. Pass with flying colors.
The irony here, of course, is that he also become well known for stealing his own banner from, like, the first or second Power Morphicon. I think it was a Power Morphicon.
Professor, next time you want to mess with my robot, please don't.
Oh. She's a scientist or something?
Hello, Rose. I've read your papers on advanced nuclear robotic science. Very impressive.
So, the other thing about this series is that it's not known very well for hiding the New Zealand accents very well.
Anyone have a clue why we're here? Nope. Got an invitation, so I showed up.
This Hartford guy must be some wacky gazillionaire. He had me break into his own bank in Brazil.
Hey, guys. What's going on here?
Join the party. We got a message from that Hartford guy, just like you.
Message? What message? Welcome, everyone. What's going on, Dad?
I'm having an important meeting, Mac. Can we talk later?
But, Dad, what? Who are these people?
Ooh. That's embarrassing.
I'm glad you all decided to accept my invitation. Before we get started, can I interest anyone in some lemonade? Spencer.
Oh, thank you, sir, but I'm quite fine.
Spencer.
Oh.
Unfortunately, sure poor Spencer passed away recently.
I will answer everyone. But first.
Well, his actor did.
Because without you, without your talents, without your intelligence, our world, our universe, is going to be destroyed.
Good thing he said that extra loud. This guy!
That was 3 days ago. Evil has arrived on Earth.
And all this, supposedly because you found some crown?
Not just the crown. The Corona Aurora, which according to legend has power not just over this planet, but the universe. Millennia ago, in a galaxy on the other side of the universe, two brothers.
So long ago in a galaxy far, far away.
We tried to steal the Corona Aurora, but the crown was so powerful, it cursed them, changed their appearance, and sent them off to...
See, it's not very obvious.
Elements. What? I took a year of ancient universal legends at Harvard. Anyway, it's just a myth.
There's more.
Ancient universal legends?
In order to stop anyone from getting the power again, the Guardian took the 5 jewels from the crown and scattered them on a distant uninhabited planet. That planet, those many millennia ago, was Earth.
Now this would make a great movie. I know this guy who knows the sister of a cousin of Spielberg's limo driver's aunt. Bet I could play you.
Spencer!
Coming, sir!
Oh, so he knew that they were listening.
I accidentally freed Moltor and Flurious from their imprisonment. And now, thanks to me, they and who knows how many other power-crazed beasts are here, or soon will be, looking for the crown.
Gee, it's getting late, and I'm sure there's an engine overhaul waiting for me. I'm gonna go.
Wait! Everything I told you is true. I need your help. We need to protect this from falling into the wrong hands.
Never open the safe.
An army can't stop them, but you can. The four of you have the physical and mental qualities needed, and I have the technology and the money to fight this evil. I can turn you into Power Rangers.
Power Rangers? Yes!
Personally, I don't work well with teammates.
No offense, guys. Good luck with your, well, just good luck.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks.
Spencer, do something!
I will shoot them out, sir.
No, stop them!
Sir, even you cannot make people do what they do not want to do.
Oh, but someone can.
Spoke the truth.
See?
The fate of your planet, your universe, rests in your hands. I am too weak to go after it myself. Without your help, there will be no more.
Ah, yes, this will do nicely!
Oh, that's Kelson Henderson again.
Company! I'm Nork, I... Are you a new friend?
Not 100% sure if that's him in the suit. but that's definitely his voice. Anyway, so as you can see, the teeth thing in the middle is kind of like the windows, and he's got the horns on the sides, kind of like the Megazord head, shoulder pads. Could have been more obvious if they gave him like a blue leg and a yellow leg.
Team, thank you for accepting my offer. Uniforms look good on you. Now, as we speak, your body's physical and mental capabilities have been enhanced by a DNA resequencer.
Excuse me?
Industry's design. As your body adapts, you'll soon be able to do things and know things that only moments ago were thought impossible.
Are we going to turn into a weird fly or something?
Not a chance. This is totally harmless. But you are now stronger and smarter than when you first arrived. Welcome to your new base.
Okay.
One thing you should know about me is that I would never ask you to do anything that I wouldn't do myself.
I didn't see you getting your genes scrambled.
I'm about to join you right now. I will be the fifth team member. The Red Power Ranger.
Oh.
So.
Dad? Mac, you need to go home.
I am home. Technically several hundred feet. Hello, my home. What is this place?
I'll explain it all to you later.
I knew something was going on ever since you got back from your last trip. You've been working 24/7. I never.
He never got his DNA re.
I messed up big time.
What'd he say? Scrambled? Resequenced?
Now you're doing something about it, and I want to help. I want to be a Power Ranger too.
You guys feel resequenced yet? I just feel kind of itchy.
Maybe I got resequenced with a flea or something.
Maybe you've seen too many movies.
Was this? Oh, yeah, we got their okay. Yeah, their civilian powers that we'll only ever see when they're in civilian form.
My eyesight.
Ooh.
It's telescopular. It's coming from over there.
Telescopular? That's not a word.
Maybe not, but that's what it is. Like right now, I see something moving in those bushes.
Yeah, that worked. Oh, that went well. Okay, their powers are kicking in soon, right? They have their morphers yet? They haven't explained the morphers yet, so I'm assuming they don't. Doesn't look like it. Yeah, it's going well. There you go.
Ronnie, how'd you do that? You were a blur.
I don't know, but I'm guessing my genes just resequenced. Look out, Dax.
Oh, he's a frog.
Nice. My legs are like springs.
You know, this might be fun after all. My power. What's my power? Cool. I'm invisible.
Oh dear.
Oh, those are sandwiches.
I don't understand. I know I can help. Just give me a chance.
Mac, it's not gonna happen.
He's wearing red on his shirt, man.
Spencer, we're talking.
Sir.
Spencer.
Sir. Big lizards are attacking your house guests, sir.
Lava lizards. Spencer, you get the team. I'll get the crown. Mac, you stand inside where it's safe.
I don't think he's gonna stay inside.
Motor is alive and looking for the crown. Ah, yes, and he didn't tell me. So much for brotherly love. Tell us!
I wonder if his
your father told you to stay in the house, Richard.
Fake top teeth are gonna stop being annoying at some point.
You need to leave right away. You three need to ride by yourselves. You'll find the vehicles in the garage. Rose, you come with me.
I'm going to the garage.
You're coming with me too.
What's going on here? But Rose is in the truck.
You were really giving it to them back then.
I'm not exactly sure who was giving what to whom. Thanks. Mr. Hartford, apologies again for doubting your story.
No worries, Rose.
There may be, sir. I think we're in trouble.
I like the idea of the butler being out for this. Oh, now we got the ice guys. They weren't icy in the Sentai, I don't think, though.
Guys, these are your overdrive trackers. These are what will morph you into Power Rangers. Overdrive accelerate is the activation code. Let's do it.
Dad, I want to help.
Mac, I
don't know about you guys, but we can't wait for Hartford. Let's Ranger up.
I'd like to point out he never explained how to do this. Interesting sequence. Not quite the same, but actually quite a bit of a departure from the Sentai, because the Sentai didn't really have a sequence.
The answer's no. Do you hear me?
I'll keep an eye on him, sir.
Uh-oh, I think he's gonna do it. He didn't get DNA resequenced, though. Oh, fancy. Whoops. I like the suits. When I first saw them from the Sentai, back when they announced the Sentai, not a huge fan, but they really grew on me. Kind of a classic look while also being new. Now we're in our Sentai footage, though. More stone than ice.
Red line time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think the other problem I had, one of the other problems I had is just a visual thing. Oh, never mind, that hurt. Anyway, the Oaken Red in the show is very much the tallest of the group. And in the Power Rangers version, it's not nearly as tall.
The choice is yours, Rangers. Go after me and the crown, or... No! Or save the city below. You want to be heroes? Be heroes!
Well, how are they supposed to go after you in the crown if you just teleport away like that?
What do we do?
Doesn't really matter. But anyway, as you can see, he was pretty short. There wasn't even a to be continued on that, was there? Huh. Okay, so... it's starting off okay. I've seen worse. I look forward to seeing the Megazord, but as you can already see, they're having to squeeze stuff to fit it in that little spot there. Oh, the Saban thing's back. Cool. All right, well, that's going to do it for today's episode. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time, we will be watching Part 2, Kick into Overdrive, Part 2. See how they named those so great, don't they? Till then, I hope you all have a great, I don't know what day this is coming out, so either great rest of your week or next few days until the next one comes out. In any event, I hope you have a good one.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. You